On March 14th, the Iron County Board voted unanimously to eject the LCO Harvest Educational Learning Project. They say it's only a ruse to fight the proposed Gogebic Taconite open pit iron ore mine. They gave them 6 business days to leave. Now LCO Village spokesman Paul Demain says they're moving much of their maple sugar equipment to private property and their people won't stay more than the 14-day limit Iron County demanded.
There are some things that are not worth battling to a confrontation over with. And so at this particular time, what we are doing is moving all the materials, all the equipment, and we are moving one of the wigwams from the Help Village across the street onto private land.
Iron County Sheriff Tony Furyk says he's working with LCO and believes for now anyway they're making a reasonable effort. Deep snow and ice will slow the move. Demain says their plan is to keep a presence there so they can show the Pinokies to visitors and eventually get a scientific research permit from the Department of Natural Resources.
To show them the beauty of the pristine area as it is now before its destruction by a proposed mining project. And so our overall goal is not to cause a confrontation, but to be there and to harvest and to exercise treaty rights.
Meanwhile, Demain says they're tapping trees for maple syrup, a venerable Ojibwe tradition. Furyk says the tapping is in places allowed on Iron County forest land. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.